This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
And a beautiful day it is, and a good Sunday to you. Gary Stein, welcome you into Understanding CBD, heard each and every Sunday, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Baltimore's only show that talks in-depth about cannabidiol derived directly from the hemp plant. No, it does not get you high, and yes, it is legal. I like to put out there that right away at the beginning of every show. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, our beloved mothers out there, and that's our theme for today. 2:20 this afternoon, we'll talk to Victoria, hopefully, from Chanhassen, Minnesota, a mother of an autistic son who has a riveting story about how her son has overcome all odds to live a more balanced life with the help of CBD. How about that? And our mail sack question has to do with pregnant mothers and CBD. Dr. Ben Gonzalez will chime in on that in Dr. G's Corner. Also, a special little twist on a trivia question today. And without further ado, those voices that you just heard a moment ago, Max and Steven. Max Sobel, Steven Wallman, how are you?
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Big happy Mother's Day to all of our audience. Go ahead.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom, and all the special mothers out there.
All the other moms out there, a lot of moms in our lives.
So we wanted to do a little something special for all the mothers out there, and especially for our listeners, and give them an opportunity to wish their special someone, whether it's their mother, their grandmother, their wife, someone special that is a mother in their life, some radio time. So we'll do it as a contest. I think we have a time for three callers.
First three callers, you'll get 10 seconds each to give us your absolute best Mother's Day wish. And then we'll decide which one is best, and you get to win a T-shirt.
Yeah, so you win multiple ways. You get a good wish on the birth on the radio, and you may even win a prize if it's great.
I think that's a great idea. What very appropriate for Mother's Day. So we're going to open the phone lines up for that right now at 410-922-6680. Again, that number, 410-922-6680. First three callers to call today to Understanding CBD have a chance to wish their mother in 10 seconds a happy Mother's Day wish. Best one of the three gets a Max and Stevens T-shirt. So much appreciated on that. We also got a lot of other stuff to talk about today. We've got Dr. G's Corner. We have a really interesting mail sack question, which I mentioned a moment ago. We'll talk about that. We'll hear from Victoria at about 2:20 this afternoon. But yeah, we always like to open up the show with what you guys did, a special, you know, CBD thing that happened this week. And Max, you got a call from somebody here at the station. Well, why don't you just go ahead and explain it?
Sure. Someone called into the station, and we got the message to call them back, so I talked to him, and I spoke to a very nice gentleman who actually doesn't listen to our show, but his friend listened to our show and then told him to give us a call, which was great. And he contacted the station. I chatted with him a bit. He asked a bunch of great questions, I was happy to have that call. That's the kind of things that we're talking about. That's what we're looking for.
That's what we're talking about, getting interaction with the community. We're building a community here, and it's working. You know, we talked to on the radio a few weeks ago and asked for some feedback because we're questioning how long we stay at this. You know, we love doing it, but the listeners care. And we're getting feedback directly, even to the radio station, which is fantastic. So thank you.
And these shows are live, so thank you very much. I mean, we do these things live. These are not pre-recorded. At least it hasn't been for the last, 8 weeks or so?
As long as we can do them.
As long as we can do them live. So just know that we do these live. We appreciate it, and we'd like to continue. And by the way, if you ever want to catch up on previous episodes, hop on our website, maxandstevens.com. There is a radio section there. All of our previous episodes are streamable and available for you to listen. Also, you can do it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
More good news from you guys, a special Mother's Day promotion, which ends tonight at midnight.
Yes, yes. MOM15 is the code on our website, and our listeners can also use that. You don't have to be a subscriber to our newsletter yet. But if you are, when you go to our website, sign up for our newsletter, because we do send out occasional discounts for that. But MOM15 on the website can get you a discount.
15% off.
And another piece of good news, I think we can announce it now. We are going to be on for an additional 4 weeks minimum.
Woo!
That's
starting
right
in May, right? Our last show originally was supposed to be, I think, Memorial Day weekend.
That's right.
But now we're extended through June 21st, another 4 days. Ironically, Father's Day, June 21st, if I'm not mistaken.
Look at that. Yeah. So mind the gap.
We'll have to have a special something going on there, too. Okay.
Sure.
So, yeah. So I'm really pleased with what the community has done. I know you guys are as well. It's important to have a voice in general. Uh-huh. And I think it's really important to have a voice in your field and, you know, giving out the right information, the timely information.
What you're saying is we have faces for radio. That's what it sounds like he's saying.
In a roundabout. Well, you certainly do. There's no doubt about that. Steven, I don't know. We'll have to talk
about
that.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that.
Have some interesting, and I'll get into this a little bit later in the show. By the way, our phone number again, 410-922-6680. In place of the trivia question today, the first three people who call and give us a happy Mother's Day wish to their mother, we'll select a winner out of those first three people, and the winner will get a Max and Steven's T-shirt. What I wanted to say, and we'll talk about this a little later, I did a little research this week as well. Not that I don't believe you guys, because obviously I do. I wouldn't be doing the show if I didn't, but in the Harvard Health Publishing online at harvardhealth.edu, there is a tremendously interesting article about CBD and its benefits, and I want to cite some of that information and get you guys to comment on that a little bit later in the show, but we'll certainly get there. Again, our number here, 410-922-6680, and I think on the hotline right now, we have a little bit of a surprise guest. This has taken me by surprise, so maybe you guys can carry through with this a little. But let's welcome Megan in to talk a little bit on the show, Understanding CBD. Megan, how are you?
Hi, guys. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey, happy Mother's Day, Megan. And let me give Megan an introduction here.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day, Megan.
So this week, Megan is the manager at K&S Chiropractic, and she can tell you more about where they're located and so forth, but she's running that place. If you know Kevin and Scott, you know she's running the place. And she's been doing that for 12 years, and we love her. And she's a mother of a special mother in our lives, of course. So we were dropping off some more inventory for them because they are still helping patients now. So Megan can tell you more about that. And ran into her, and she was just so it just came in time with our Mother's Day episode. It's perfect for her to call in and you guys to talk with her for a minute, get a chance to meet her.
Well, hey, Megan. So what's the story? I heard that I don't know exactly what the story is, to tell you the truth, but there's a connection, you and your husband, maybe CBD. Is that what you're calling about?
Yeah. So, I mean, CBD has helped us in general in so many ways. I mean, I'm such an advocate for it. Even before, you know, you guys happen to come into my life, I mean, Mother's Day, no better time than to, you know, I know you had talked about, you know, pregnancy and you know, moms. And when I was in labor, I was having horrible back pain. I happened to have some CBD with me. Rubbed it on my back. I was having some issues with my epidural. Within 10 minutes, feeling relief. I mean, such an amazing product. As far as our daily life, my husband actually was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome when he was about 12 years old. And he's, you know, learned to manage it as an adult now, you know, through college and then getting a career. And he works in a very highly stimulated job. He's a floor supervisor at one of the casinos. Well, he's had off for a couple months now.
Right.
Nonetheless, you know, it's very loud and it's sensory overload. And for somebody who deals with Tourette's, sometimes that can be a little bit of a trigger and his nerves kind of, you know, basically get amped up, so to say.
Sure.
And the CBD has just helped him so much to be able to excel in his field because he loves, you know, numbers and money and that sort of thing. He loves the social interaction, but a lot of times he does take the CBD, and it really just helps him stay focused and helps him to be able to manage his tics or his anxiety or his nervousness to the point that, you know, no one else would even recognize it. It's just such a blessing for him, and it's such a natural way of treating that without, you know, medicating himself.
Yeah, Megan, and to you, it's common. You've been using it for a while. We have this show because a lot of people, as you probably come in contact through your practice there, are still unsure about it. So any advice to them?
So, you know, one of the common questions, oh, will this, you know, make me feel different or high? Or, you know, I think it's such a common misconception. But we just can't promote enough how much it helps in so many different areas. Like I said, my husband with his Tourette's at the office, neck and low back pain, or we see a lot of TMJ patients. You know, you can take it sublingually, or we have patients rub it directly on the area. A lot of patients, we treat it with extremities, knee pain, elbows, ankle pain, that sort of thing. So I just feel like it just helps so many different things. Not being able to sleep at night, insomnia, that sort of thing.
So, and Megan, I just want to make sure that I got this right. You actually used CBD, maybe even your husband, before Max and Steven came into
yes.
your life. Is that true? Okay.
Yes. That's what I was saying. I just happened, we got a sample somewhere, and I threw it in my hospital bag, you never know, maybe I'll need it, And I did. I used it when I was in labor, and then I met you guys, 3 months later, so... it's so great because it's so accessible to me at the office, but I just can't stop promoting it enough. I have friends calling me to buy it, and, our patients are loving it. That's why I just saw Steve, because we ran out on Friday. People are like, I need that,
Hey, Megan, we're almost out of time, but before we go, I wanted to ask you, you just mentioned your patients. Tell us a little bit about KNS Chiropractic, where you guys are located, how long you've been in business, et cetera, but also how it helps your patients.
So I'm the office manager for KNS, as the guys have said. Dr. Brown and Sampson have been in practice they're going into their 25th year. We have two locations, one in Owings Mills, one in Eldersburg. Our website is www.knschiropractic.com if you need to get any more information. But as far as our patients, we treat so many different things. So we are treating all different age ranges as well. So, like I said, we're treating TMJ. Patients are rubbing it directly on the jaw. We're treating different extremities, elbow pain, knee pain. If you have just generalized, cervical and low back pain, you can also rub those directly on the area or just take it sublingually to help, the all-over body reaction.
Megan, that was a great call. We really appreciate
nice
you coming
surprise.
Out.
Yeah. Nice surprise. They also do dry needling there, and they have they help people with a lot of different things.
And so, what I loved about it most of all? Everything you just mentioned, the common denominator was pain.
Right.
Yep.
And CBD helps with that.
Megan, thank you so much. Yep. What a nice surprise you called.
Happy
in.
Mother's Day,
yes,
Megan.
Thank you for having me.
Megan, happy Mother's Day to you, and hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
Thank you. I'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thank you. That is Megan, our first caller here on Understanding CBD from KNS Chiropractic. Two locations, as she mentioned, Eldersburg and Owings Mills. We're going to take a time out here. We've got a lot to get to. We've got our trivia question, a little different spin on it today. First three people who call up and wish their mother happy Mother's Day, we'll select the best one of the three and get them a Max and Stevens t-shirt. And when we return, a very special story on Mother's Day about a mother with an autistic son from Minnesota. Back on Understanding CBD when we continue right after this.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Boy, we got a lot going on in this hour here on Understanding CBD with Max and Steven.
Are you flustered?
That's
a
good thing. No, I'm good. What, do I look flustered?
It's a little warm in here. It's a little warm in here for sure. It's definitely a little warm.
That's because the lights are on. You didn't turn them off all the way.
No, we did. We dimmed them today, but I don't know what they did.
It didn't dim enough. I'm blind. I'm going to get my shades on.
They should actually upgrade to put some LEDs up in this. I mean, come on. These are old,
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Lamps that you cook food with.
410-922-6680 is our number. Again, first three callers who call in with a happy Mother's Day wish. We'll take the temperature of those three, no pun intended for COVID, and award the winner with a Max and Stevens t-shirt. Again, 410-922-6680. I should also mention MOM15. That's a 15% off code that you can use until midnight tonight, a special Mother's Day special. MOM15 gets you 15% off an order, and that's certainly something you want to look into. And again, their phone number, I'm talking about Max and Steven, 443-743-2444. That's a direct line, 443-743-2444. Without further ado, I would like to take us out to a town in Minnesota, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Chanhassen, Minnesota, where we welcome in Victoria. Victoria, happy Mother's Day to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's an honor.
And did I pronounce the town's name right, Chanhassen?
You sure did. Yeah,
okay.
This is the home of Prince. Paisley Park is right down the block from my house.
Well, there you go. That's a nice little bit of trivia. Congratulations.
You know it.
Okay.
Oh, thanks.
So the reason why we're having you on, among many reasons, first of all, we do say Happy Mother's Day to you, and you are a mom, and you have a very inspiring and important story to share about being a mom for your son, and it relates to CBD. Can you just go ahead and give us the story, and then we'll fire away with you?
Well, so
So I'll make it brief and easy for the listener to understand.
And wait, before you get started, Victoria, let me give a quick introduction to how we met, Victoria, because
okay.
I think it's important. Just through mutual friends, through autism, she had used CBD, and because we have a brand and a business, people thought it would make sense for us to speak and connect. And talk about the condition. And when Max and I spoke with Victoria, we were so impressed by the amount of love and caring and determination that she used as a mother to foster a challenged child through the system that is not always looking out for you as you would hope they would.
Or your best interests. Yeah. Victoria, you were impactful enough for us. I mean, we were very impressed with your story, so that's how we met, and, you know, we want to hear the rest of
it. Yeah, and on Mother's Day, there's a mother that we recently thought that would tell such a great story. And go ahead, Victoria, I just want to do a quick introduction.
Thank you,
and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for that really amazing introduction. Thank you so much. So we have so much to celebrate today as my son, who is now 17 years old, is healing and recovering from some of his very challenging medical conditions. So I'm going to take you back to 2016. He was 13 years old. My son is, his name is Julian, and he is autistic, and he has very limited expressive language. So that means he has very little verbal language. So at this time, he was a happy guy and very affectionate, you know, almost all the time. And one day he woke up and he was not himself, and he became very aggressive towards my husband and I, and that was not like him. So I was kind of trying to figure out what that behavior meant, and I was hoping that it would subside quickly, but unfortunately it did not. This was how he was trying to show us that he was in crippling pain. So my son has several comorbid medical conditions along with his neurological diagnosis of autism. He has a seizure disorder. He has ulcerative colitis. He has, several other autoimmune conditions that cause him a great deal of discomfort. So one day, like I said, he became aggressive, and this went on for months, and it kept getting worse and worse. And I was taking him to all different doctors trying to figure out what the underlying reason for his aggression was. And if that wasn't bad enough, later on that year, he turned the aggression onto himself and became extremely self-injurious, and he was really attacking his own head. So he became very lethargic. He had no energy. He was hiding in a closet that was completely dark and laying on the closet floor, piling pillows and blankets on top of his head, like seeking pressure on his head. And he was punching himself in the head thousands of times a day. It was absolutely devastating as a mom to watch this. And it got to a point in October of 2016, now this had been going on for months, it came to a point where he had black eyes that were swollen shut, and I could not keep him safely at home. We had to call the ambulance. And he was in and out of Children's Hospital in Minneapolis three times. They did all kinds of tests on him, and they could not figure out what was wrong with him. And they were trying all kinds of opiates and behavioral medications, and they basically, what they were telling me is, we can't find anything, so we just think that it's, you know, autism and it's aggression because he's an autistic teenager, which is the most ludicrous thing, you know. I mean, you have to know that a child who goes from being totally fine to attacking and self-injuring is trying to communicate to you some sort of pain. And basically, they told me to take him home. There was nothing that could be done for him. I was requesting certain tests that they didn't even have the capacity to run, and they were looking at me like I was crazy, because this whole time I was kind of figuring out what it was that was going on. So he had a condition called autoimmune encephalitis, which is not super uncommon. It happens more than you would think. And so basically what that meant was he was exposed to some sort of a pathogen that made his body attack itself, and his brain swelled, and he was in terrible pain, thus why he was hitting himself in the head. So basically, as he was being discharged from the hospital, I said, well, I'll take him home, and I'm going to save his life, and I'll just get back to you. I'll let you know how I did it.
What's your background, Victoria, before this? What were you in the medical field?
No, I'm an artist.
An artist?
I'm an artist. I have no medical background.
What's your medium?
I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm also I write, and I draw, and I sculpt. You know, the arts is my thing. So,
Another show.
But, you know, my husband and I were doing everything we could. We were, you know, sitting there with our doctors, you know, when he was younger, trying to figure out all of the ulcerative colitis stuff. So I got really used to doing my own medical research because it was kind of complex. And when your kid can't talk, you kind of have to start to be your own medical detective. And we weren't getting anywhere with the hospital. And even though they were quite compassionate, they were not able to direct me to where the pain was coming from. And they really just blamed